This is Southern Colorado's NPR station, 91.5 KRCC. Veterans Day is Sunday, and all this week we're hearing stories from Colorado vets who participated in StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative here in Colorado Springs. Christopher Provost served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He spoke with StoryCorps' Hazel Diaz about coming to terms with his post-traumatic stress disorder, the process of getting treatment, and the role his wife plays in his healing.
I joined the military to ski and do biathlon. I was a cross-country ski racer in high school and was getting kind of bored with that. And so he was a very crafty recruiter who was like, hey, son, how would you like to ski and shoot? I didn't realize how angry I was when I got out of the military. That was a big thing in dealing with the post-traumatic stress.
What moment or event in your life really made you step back and think, I think that there's a problem and I need to address it?
It was negative job reviews. Part of a trauma nurse, you kind of give direction, and it's important to give direction in a trauma, but I was giving it, I guess, a little bit too abruptly. Hazel, put the non-rebreather on. Jolie, I want you to grab the blood. Dr. Smith, come over here. Start compressions. And I would start directing the team. And some people didn't like that direction. And then the other personal part was I was still single for quite some time. And so it was a lot of kind of introspection and taking a look at what's going on. And there was a lot of dark days and reviews.
So when you came to this realization and you stood in front of the man in the mirror and decided, hey, this isn't really an appropriate way to feel, or this may need some adjustments, what was your first step in getting the help that you needed?
Using my benefits at my job to find mental health counseling. And seeing a therapist. I initially saw a woman kind of in the Denver area, and she didn't really pick up on the military post-traumatic stress, which was a little frustrating. And then this one person up in Broomfield, kind of north of Denver, he kind of identified it. And he was like, yep, you've got this, this, and this. And this is common in the veteran population. And he kind of encouraged me to get enrolled in the VA, which I had not done for 5 years after retiring from the military, partly because I felt like other men and women needed to get. I was hearing about the shortage and the backlog and, you know, all the amputees that weren't getting their appointments and, you know, people killing themselves in VA parking lots because they couldn't get their therapy appointments. And I'm like, I'm fine. I've got a job. I've got a house over my head. Yeah. I've got a car. I'm doing fine. They need help before me. And so I was kind of putting, I guess it was a displacement. I was, using
also
my own.
Also with that camaraderie that you have in the military, you can't help but to help the people that serve around you and with you, other veterans. Like, it's not pie, but it kind of feels like you're taking
a slice of the pie.
Yeah, and you don't really need it.
I always felt bad about that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I went to, there's a program in Aspen, Colorado called Huts for Vets. And it's kind of a cerebral program where they take you up into the mountains and they give you a set of readings and you meet other men. They have separate men's group and separate women's groups. And they're just like, no, you're not taking a slice of the pie, Chris. You earn that slice. And that slice is due you. And you are just as effed up as me, and your emotions are just as raw as mine, and you've got the negative job patterns, your relationship was on the rocks, you need to get your stuff straightened. And part of that is by getting enrolled. And so they were kind of the boot in the butt.
Can you tell me what effect your wife has had on your healing?
Reminding me with my hypervigilance that I'm safe.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your wife that perhaps you haven't had the time or words to make clear to her?
Thank you for being there for me, for being the steady rock that you have been, for being that soothing voice and that steady touch and encouraging me to keep taking that next step. Thank you.
That was Christopher Provost speaking with Hazel Diaz in Colorado Springs as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. Listen for more stories from Colorado veterans all this week on 91.5 KRCC.
The Military Voices initiative from StoryCorps on 91.5 KRCC is sponsored in part by Peak Military Care Network.